Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Our lowest price, visit us at Doral Hyundai or DoralHyundai.com. Starting in the NFL, Week 2 came to a close with the Bucs beating the Texans 20-19, and the Chargers took down the Raiders 20-9. Week 3 begins on Thursday with the Dolphins heading to Buffalo. Over to the Marlins, who'll be in Colorado tonight to begin a three-game series. Tonight's first pitch is at 8:40 from Coors Field. And to Inter Miami, who will host Seattle tonight, kickoff is at 7:30. Joe, go ahead and toss it back to you here.
All right, Woody, thank you. And tomorrow, man, talk about a fast week. Tomorrow, Miami Dolphins will be leaving for a Thursday game. Speaking of short week, now, Mike said something, if you're playing well or, you know, you or not, I guess, you want to jump right back into it and try to forget about these first 2 weeks as quickly as possible and head to Buffalo, where Josh Allen is 13-2 since coming into the league and has not lost at home to the Miami Dolphins. You know, it's a crazy part, Woody. This is when you know you're getting old. This is his eighth year. That just kind of snuck up, man. 8 years. Josh Allen's been quarterback for the Buffalo Bills. Anyway, we've got lots of stuff going on. A couple of games last night. I don't know how many of you. I'm not big. I had no shot on 10 o'clock, the 10 o'clock start last night. Absolutely no shot for those of you that did. Chargers got a 20-9 win. Just heard Woody talking about. And Geno had three picks. Geno Smith, Miramar High School, had three interceptions last night. Not his best game. Tampa Bay, last drive. I got to tell you, man, you're right, Woody. Baker Mayfield, he still, when you talk about, a lot of guys don't like him. He's one of those guys that has, with that personality.
He's gotten better, though.
He has.
I was not a big fan of his either.
He has rubbed some people the wrong way, but.
You can't overlook the way he plays, though, man. Like, he runs.
When you play that way.
He plays tough. You see him flip over last night.
Oh, like, my God, did I?
I mean, our guy's running out of bounds. This guy's flipping and, you know, whatever it takes.
He just makes, that's a 4th-and-10 run that he took off on. Yeah. 4th-and-10, that's game.
I know.
He drops back. Both the starting tackles are out. The story's unbelievable. So Tampa Bay ends up losing both their starting tackles in that game.
Yeah.
So he just, F it. I'm going to take off and ran for the first down. And that just kind of got everything going again. Anyway. They march down and score at the end of that game on the road against a good Houston team, which, by the way, is also now 0-2, joins the 0-2 club. But, yeah, Baker.
You're saying that's what you do in that situation instead of, like, he could have ran out of bounds, I guess, if he wanted to, or slid or something. But
He was going to try to put a move, and he got chopped, but he got his legs up, and he held on to the ball. But, yeah, what do you get, about 15 yards on that carry? Looked like about 15. But he was getting everything he could. Now, I got to tell you, man, we had a guy here that was like that. Fitzpatrick and would try to run guys all, and the team loved it, right? You could see his guys really would feed off of it. So I get it. But, yeah, last night, and then, of course, Herbert now 2-0 with that 20-9 win over Vegas. The reason I bring them both up, Miami Dolphins, I believe, play them both at home. Woody, does that sound right? Tampa Bay and Chargers in a couple of weeks. Not that far out with the Chargers coming to town.
That quarterback matchup, not so juicy anymore, huh?
Still 5-5 and 6 in the draft.
Yeah.
Right?
They'll be tied together forever. Yeah.
They will be. You'll talk about one. Although
the Joe Burrow thing is starting to look not so great either.
Hey, man, a lot of quarterbacks. That's why this Josh Allen thing. For as much as he runs, he doesn't miss games. And I got to tell you, when he started this running, especially when he didn't have to at the end of games to kind of stick it to you like he tried to do to the Dolphins. Somebody said it was like personal because he felt like the Dolphins could have had him and didn't like him. So he goes after us. And that quarterback, they run that quarterback sweep. I mean, that thing, it's not like a broken play. They have a quarterback sneak that they run. And I tell the story because they sit right next to us. The GM, the assistant GM, and the owner in the owner's box is right next. It's a very weird one. Is right next to where we do the broadcast for this game. And so he had just signed that huge contract, right? One of the first guys to get the big contract. So we're ahead, and you remember he used to always go at it with our defensive tackle. They constantly were at each other. So they're up 2 scores, and it's a couple minutes left, and they're down there. And everybody thinking they might sit on the ball. And he runs that quarterback sneak. He runs that quarterback sweep out of shotgun that he runs. And Jason Taylor was doing a game with me, and he taps me. And he goes, look over, because the window, they don't cover up the window. And the owner's going crazy on the GM, assistant GM. Why? He's thinking about, what I'm thinking about. Why are you doing that? Why are you going to try to take another hit going into the end zone? And so I see him the following year. We make a big deal. Like, Guy'll never last in the NFL, which, by the way, I mean, it is going to catch up to him at some point. But 8 years, it's still working. He ran his ass off again last week, too. So I talked to the assistant GM, used to be down here, and I asked him, I said, hey, so what do you guys tell him? He told us, he said, listen, this is the way I play. This is part of my game plan. This is part of what I do. And you guys got to stop. And I was like, really? The guy told you that? Josh Allen told you guys, he said, I'm going to run. When we have to run, I'm going to run. And they go, okay. And so he ran. I look at his stats, and he had a pretty good running game, I think, last game against the Jets as well. They ran for 224 yards in that game. So anyway, that's what we'll be seeing here coming up here Thursday night and everything. By the way, the other crazy story I wanted to get to here for just a second. I didn't care before about this Tom Brady thing. But I got to tell you, it's a little weird that Tom Brady did the Kansas City and Philly game for Fox. You know the deal. You know his contract. It's been out there. And then, you may not know, he owns 5% of the Las Vegas Raiders. He owns 5% of the team, which, by the way, I don't know what team's worth, but that's got to be worth $300-$500 million just to have 5% of that team. Anyway, they're showing a game last night, and Tom Brady's in the coach's box. He's got the headphones on. He's all in on this thing. And then they go, oh, yeah, he's in on meetings a couple times a week, and offensive coordinator talks to him about game plan and things he likes. And I'm thinking, does the commissioner think this might be a little weird? Like Kansas City and the Raiders are going to play each other twice? And he's going to get information on the game, talking to Kansas City Chiefs. And then when they get ready to play each other, he's not doing that game, but he's going to be back up in the booth with the Raiders as an owner of the team. but sitting with the coaching staff. That's a weird one. I don't know. That might.
Weird. That's beyond weird. That
I just wonder if the commissioner's going to go, hey,
cheating,
hey, Tom.
Isn't it? Not that it'll be the first time he
I
did
know,
it,
but it's not like you want to give somebody any kind of advantage. And like he's using, because people are going, well, he's using
advantage.
One job.
It's a huge advantage.
And now he's sitting in there and go, oh, yeah, hey, coach. So those guys, I don't know. I don't
no,
know.
No teams can let him in anymore to do these interviews.
So I'm dying to see what the Chiefs, how the Chiefs and the Chargers are going to treat this thing.
Tell him he's not welcome.
And by the way, the Broncos.
Right? Wouldn't you tell him he's not welcome?
Yes. I go, look at man, just go. You can do whatever you want. You can do the games. We can't stop you, but don't.
You're not coming in here and talking
to
our
guys. You're not coming
here
and talk to my guys anything about anything, even if they happen to be from the Bay Area or you knew their dad. No. I mean, how far do you go? So the commissioner signed off on everything before, like, oh, they had the owners' meetings. They said, having Tom is great. And now I go, now is it great having Tom? After his game, he goes to.
It's a really bad look, man. Like, really
it's
bad.
It's weird. Finally, everybody's going, this is a weird one. And not that when you're playing another team in the AFC West, it's weird. Maybe not every other team. But
I didn't realize he was that hands-on.
Well, they said that.
Two or three meetings a week he's having with the coaching staff.
When the new general manager and the new head coach, Pete Carroll, got that job, they spent half the time talking about Tom Brady. Oh, man, we get to work with Tom Brady, and he's going to add so much to what we want to do and personnel and game plan. And I'm like, wow. But if you think Tom Brady's going to give up that $375 million TV job, 10 years.
He's got to give up one or the other, right?
I'm guessing.
Unless they're just not going to have him in the meetings. But
I think they're going to try to just say, hey, those you just got to stay away from some of these games. There may be something where they don't play each other. Is there a chance that he didn't get any games in the AFC West? Maybe.
I think he's playing all the teams that.
Well, he'll play one. He'll get one of them, but they could be playing an NFC
I think
team.
Said
or
a
team.
Lot of the games he's broadcasting are teams that they're playing.
Well, that's weird.
It was matched up, so like, yeah, it was a lot of the teams that they're actually playing.
And then the other part: what happens when the Raiders are good and they start picking their games up for a 4 o'clock Fox game? And that's going to be weird. Then Tom Brady joins us, 5% owner of the team he's covering today. Tom. You spent a lot of time with this team.
Oh, yeah. Then they accuse him of cheating, and he says, well, it's not the first time.
I don't know if he's going to say that. You know what? I spent a lot of time on the football, the whole football thing. Remember that whole thing? They must have found enough because he gets suspended for a few games. I think he did, or did he get fined? Didn't he get suspended? I can't remember.
Yeah, I think it was a short suspension.
Yeah, it wasn't long. It's Tom Brady. Come on, man.
Sure, he's good for business, right?
That's right. Good for business. Hey, I'll tell you what else is good for business. Your South Florida Chevy dealers are good for business. It is truck month here in the month of September, and that means if you are looking for a truck, you got to check out South Florida Chevy dealers and the trucks they have right now in those lots for you. 14 dealerships. South Florida, we got fantastic deals, but we like to brag about our trucks. The durable Colorado with its standard turbo max engine, impressive torque. Boy, all the off-road capability you could ever want for any part of life you want to get to this summer, this winter, doesn't matter. We got a perfect truck for you. Silverado 1500, always ready, steady, and strong, delivering all the power that you could ever want. Workday, workhorse, and a weekend warrior. Hey, Silverado 1500 and the Silverado HD have everything you could ever want. Legendary horsepower. One of the hardest working beds in the business. Hey, doesn't matter what truck you're looking for, whether it's a full-time working truck, that's how you make a living and you need somebody to be a truck to be as durable as you are. We got the truck for you right now. Hey, go to your South Florida Chevy dealers today for outstanding offers. Take a test drive. You will fall in love and get a great deal at your South Florida Chevy dealer.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
To my Mike Tyson story at the tennis courts.
I don't think so.
So a couple years ago, maybe less, over in Plantation at the tennis courts where I play. And Mike Tyson comes walking in the tennis court. Last place you think you'd see. I'm being serious. Like,
he showed up at your tennis club?
He came to the tennis club.
For what?
His daughter's the tennis player, really good tennis player.
Oh, well, that makes sense.
Nobody knew that. Damn. And, you know, it's funny because nobody really knows to, like, you walk up to Mike Tyson.
What'd you do?
Huh?
Did you go up to him?
I didn't say anything. But
you ask him to hit with you or something?
No. Some people, no. But everybody, like, went and watched him, and he told somebody, hey, where's my daughter's playing? Went and watched her play.
So, I had no idea.
Yeah. So he was down here for a while. Anyway,
maybe he was just looking for a game or something.
Yeah,
or
that's
a football game.
That'd be hilarious, man, to see Mike Tyson out playing. Find out he took up tennis.
Does he live down here? I don't know.
You know, the joke is now we say everybody lives down here.
Right.
Like everybody got a home down here somewhere. Sure. I was shocked how many people. I swear every day you find out. You'll see somebody and it gets around and they'll say they live down here from Fort Lauderdale to everywhere, all over Miami. Obviously we got South Beach, downtown Miami. It's just a lot of people have a home down here. Look at the whole Tom Brady's down here. Gronk's got a home down here. They're just according to how much money you have is where you live, right?
Yeah, Brady's in a nice area, right?
The nicest.
I know.
That is, that whole
good
group.
Good real estate over there. Yeah.
I think the neighbors keep coming in there, have more and more money.
Yeah.
I know Don Shula and Marianne have had a home there. She still does. Yeah, there's I don't know if that, you know what, though? I never know this. I don't know if that or Star Island is more expensive. Might not even be close. I don't know.
Couldn't tell you.
Star Island. You ever been to Star Island?
I've driven by it.
Somehow.
I don't know anyone that lives there.
Somehow when I was playing, Bob Kuchenberg bought a home. Like he's a Wheeler dealer in real estate and art and stuff on the side. And so we had a Christmas party. He goes, hey, all you guys, I live on Star Island. You guys are all welcome. I go, what? You live on Star Island? Right. I'm going. I just want to see Star Island. I want to see who lives out there. you know, there's not that many homes. Was there 20 homes maybe on Star Island?
I've never been there. I don't know.
But Indian Creek is the other place you're talking about where Tom is. And nice Norman place. Brayman, I know, lives there or did live there. And to chase him down. I did a charity event out there at the clubhouse one night. Anyway, we got a lot of
stuff. What have you doing out there? Entertaining?
MC'd something, yes. Yeah.
You weren't like an invited guest.
No.
Okay.
They asked me to come in the back way. They go, look at you. Mind just driving around the back and we'll walk in, please? Yeah. Yeah, that's a whole different world, man. Yeah, that real estate. Hell, they got a golf course. They got a golf course in there. You don't have to leave that place. I guess that place got to win.
A lot of amenities, yeah.
That thing's around water, and you got a damn little golf course in the middle of it. Hell.
That's nice.
That's crazy. Yeah, now that I think about it, I guess that wins. The golf course and the water. You get both of them? You can't beat that. Hey, we got a lot of stuff going on. I know we got a lot of Dolphin stuff. Kyle Crabb's going to join us. We'll talk to Kyle, host of a Locked On Dolphins NFL analyst for A to Z Sports. Eric Wood, Bills radio analyst, will join us a little bit later on, and we'll talk to him a little bit about the Buffalo Bills. I can't believe it, man. Tomorrow I'll be leaving and heading to Buffalo and then playing Thursday night and then right back here Friday morning and back at it for a weekend, and goes right into Miami Hurricanes and Florida Gators. What's the spread on that game, Woody? What is it? 8.5? 7.5?
Whatever it is, it's not enough.
Is that gonna be your take?
I don't think that's true. Someone said it went down to 3 yesterday. It was I don't know that Hard Rock moved it.
That'd be a lot of money moving if that happened.
Yeah, somebody sent me a tweet that it had moved. I don't follow any other sports books really but ours, since we can't use them.
But I don't know.
Way, whatever it is, it's not enough.
Well, I know that people are jacked up for this game and can't wait to see if the Canes get going. They won't have to be, you know, you don't have to give any motivational speeches this week. A lot of these guys know each other, ACC, SEC, back to – this is the way it used to be, man. This is the way
half,
it should
seven
be.
7.5 on seven Hard Rock, by okay. the way.
All right, there you go.
I did see someone was tweeting out yesterday that it was down to 3, and I don't know that – maybe it is somewhere else, but –
yesterday. There's no way. There's no way that
it's not on Hard Rock. It's not. It's not going to drop.
Yeah, there's no way it could drop
points. But
yeah, that's insane. Yeah, there's that.
Unless you had a bunch of players announce a mid-season transfer, like in high school. But
you see a spread go 1 point one way or the other, but dude, you very seldom see it move that much.
They would have had to announce 5 players on offense we're going to sit or something.
Well, listen, I think we're in for a great game. I do. I think it's going to be a really close game. They got a lot more talent than USF, even though USF beat them in an absolute embarrassment after what you just saw Miami did to South Florida. I know people are looking at that and going, geez, they lost to them at home, and we pounded them at home. So, but those guys going to play whatever they – hey, man, a lot of those guys went to high school together. They all know each other. Probably most of them got recruited by both schools. So here we go,
so
man.
Apparently that is the line, I guess. All these other sports books have it at 3.
3.
This is accurate. It says FanDuel and DraftKings got it at 2. That can't be, though. Like, how could it be a pick'em game? So they know something we don't know. I don't know.
They're not. They probably talk to the quarterback, and so you're not throwing 5 picks this week, are you?
The only app we can use down here, it's at -7.5.
Well, Woody, it won't matter. Spreads. All anybody's going to care about is a win or a loss coming up here. Well, not all you guys. You guys put money on it, won't, but it'll be fun. Fun game to see what's going to happen.
Someone said, I saw yesterday the ESPN scoreboard had put it at 3, but it's up to 7.5. Yeah, I didn't see.
Something's not right there. That's weird. That's a weird one.
I don't know. If anyone has access to that at 2, I'd be happy to give you a mortgage payment. But
what do you mean? What are you trying to say?
At 2? I'd take that. I mean, that's, I don't know.
You think the Gators are that bad?
I think the Gators are horrendous.
Okay.
I've watched them twice. Watched two of their three games. I didn't watch them when they beat that high school or whatever they played, their only win of the season, but I've watched them play. The guy threw five picks.
He threw five picks. By the way, if somebody would have just told you that, you wouldn't have to watch the game if you're playing LSU at LSU and you throw five picks. Except the entertainment with the head coach after the game was very good.
He's a bum. I'll play his stuff in the headlines if you don't mind, but he's such a nasty guy, isn't he?
I'm not a fan of the guy. Not my favorite guy.
Well, next segment we could tee off on him, but
yeah, not a favorite.
At least he apologized, I guess, later on. But
well, we've got that. Then you got a bye week, right? Kane's got a bye week, and then they have Florida State up there. Finally gonna be leaving the state of Florida here and getting off to hopefully a good start with another win. And then moving on there. All right, so we've
got the bye week is the Florida State game is on the 4th of October. So
yeah,
so you got the bye week first.
Yeah, that's what I said. Yeah. Bye week. Yeah, okay. Bye week and then Florida State. Yeah,
which by the way, that will be quite a game. How about that one?
Florida State, absolutely.
They've been a surprise.
Nobody saw that, and I think everybody's kind of curious to find out just how good Alabama is now, right? Wisconsin wasn't.
Alabama's still, like...
got a lot of good players.
I'm sure they're recruiting good players and paying good players over there, regardless of, like...
what?
I mean, I'm sure they're good, like, not...
maybe, yeah, not Alabama... beaters, but, you know, this whole time...
It's Nick, not Saban's Alabama, but I'm sure they're still getting good players.
No, it's not, probably... Saban probably getting guys that this guy can't get.
I don't know how good any of those SEC teams are, to be quite honest with you. I thought LSU was terrible, too. Their offense was really bad in that game.
Didn't look great. Did not look great. Georgia's still the best team?
Maybe. I don't know. Isn't LSU ranked the highest, I guess, right?
I know, but I got to tell you, Kirby came out somehow. I watched that game, and Kirby Smart came back and won that game. Guy missed a field goal, though. By the way, that guy had way too much time. That guy, he's over. It felt like he knew he was kicking it. They kept the camera on that poor guy, that poor kicker for Tennessee. And then he went to the net and he kicked a couple more and then he came back out. And that kick, I'll bet he didn't feel his leg when he was going to. He missed it. It wasn't even close. I mean, there was no question. Did they even try to ice him? Did they even throw a timeout in? I don't know. But, man, I got to tell you.
There was a false start in there, too.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. It was originally going to be 42, and then they false start, and it became 47-yard field goal. And it wasn't even close when he kicked it.
I'm watching this guy go through it, and I'm like, I just – and they're talking about, hey, you know, Tennessee hasn't beaten these guys forever, and they're going on and on and going. Then when overtime, you're going, they lose. Ball game. Georgia wins. I got to tell you, man, Kirby's teams, I know they drive fast in that area, but, man, I got to tell you, that guy, they win games. He keeps rolling. All right. Hey, Woody, we got more stuff to get to here. We got Hollywood's headlines. We got Kyle Crabb's going to join us. And we still have a lot more Miami Dolphins stuff. Man, boy, I got to tell you, yesterday being out, it was rough. Like, it was like people come up to you and just go, the Dolphins are really bad. The Dolphins are really bad. What's wrong? Then another guy got real serious with me, waited for me to come out of the bathroom, and he goes, they're getting rid of all those guys, aren't they? Tell me they're gone. I don't know. I'm guessing they can't feel real comfortable. But, you know, people want answers. They're like, I watched that whole thing, and it's okay.
The funny thing is it doesn't really matter anymore at this point, right?
Like, it does matter. Everything matters.
Cool. Yeah, but whether you have an interim coach or Mike or whatever, like, I don't think it's going to change anything.
Well, you better hope it changes, or there's going to be a lot of guys.
There's going to be a lot of guys. If you fire Mike and Chris, don't you have to start the rebuild process? Don't we go to the different from reset to rebuild?
That decision will be made from the top, believe it or not, and then they have to decide. But I got to tell you, it's hard for me to imagine if you're getting back to this thing again today that your $50 million quarterback is going to be part of the, hey, we're going to be moving on from you with the amount of money they own this year and next year and after. Anyway, we got to go to break here, Woody. We'll get going. Atlantic Men's Clinic, ED and Low T.
You think they would clean house?
No, no. You said right now. We said for right now, just if they make changes right now, like during the year.
Can't do another year with that guy. Please, let this be it.
Yeah. All right. No, that's what I thought we were talking about, changes like coming up soon. Atlantic Men's Clinic, ED and Low T. So, man, your energy level, your sex drive's gone. You're going through a hard time, man. And it starts to mess with you. It starts to mess with how you feel. Hell, your guy's gone. My wife looks great. There's nothing I can do about it. Nothing, man. Just, oh, man, this is terrible. And then your energy. When you get to a point where you're going, you know what? I'm tired. I'm just going to take a nap. And then you start skipping the walks you used to do. And then you stop skipping things you used to enjoy, like a little doubles and tennis or something. Yeah, maybe I'll play tomorrow with you guys. I'm just, I got a lot on my mind or something. I'm just tired all the time. Boy, you got a bad case of low T and ED if those things happen to you. But it's nice to know you got Atlantic Men's Clinic and you're in for great results. And I want to let everybody know that it's normal. It happens to every guy out there. Matter of fact, half the men in their 50s have ED right now. Half the men, all men, black, white, brown, doesn't matter. ED is going to be there. It gets everyone. And for the other half, it's coming soon, just so you know. Atlantic Men's Clinic is going to give you great results. And if you're going through the funk and notice your level of energy is way down or your sex drive is gone, hey, man, it's all right. It's normal. And Atlantic Men's Clinic knows how to take care of it real quickly. First of all, you go in there, you set up an appointment, you get your T, your PSA test, you meet with their professional staff. You have a real open conversation, and then they get to work for you. They put you on a program that is going to give you get you quickly great results. Seven locations in South Florida to serve you, including a brand new one in Hollywood. Call them today, 877-455-7300. If you're going through it and not real happy, and let's be honest, we don't go around telling other guys about this problem. You don't need to. You just make that call to Atlantic Men's Clinic. Said Joe Rose said to give you a call. 877-455-7300 or visit AtlanticMensClinic.com. Get great results. Start it today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly outside of Cleveland, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
All right, Woody. What do you have for us here today?
All right, we promised some Brian Kelly. We did not get to this yesterday. His team LSU beat the Gators
20-10.
The only reason that happened is that dude threw five picks, one of them being a pick six. They only won by 10.
Yeah.
Their offense was terrible in the game, so seems kind of fitting that somebody would ask a question about the offense. He did not appreciate that.
Brian in the back, I know you love these immediate post-game sessions, but what are you seeing with your offense?
Stop. Really? Is that the first question? We won the game 20-10. Try another question. What do you want me to tell you? I just laid it out for you. We played the game to win the game. We played the game to win the game.
All right. How about third down then? What is going on with third down?
It's one game. Last game, we were great on third down. You're looking at this from the wrong perspective. LSU won the football game. Won the game. I don't know what you want from me. What do you want? You want us to win 70-0 against Florida to keep you happy?
No, I think people want to know why you can't run the ball, quite honestly.
We can run the ball. Did you see the last play of the game? That's all you need. You just need one. There's some ridiculous questions. And I'm getting tired of it. That football team just worked their tail off to get an SEC win, and you want to know what's wrong. You know what? You're spoiled. You're spoiled. This team is 17-1 at night. 17-1. Give them some respect. How about that? Give them some respect instead of micro-analyzing every little thing. This is ridiculous. For a group of seasoned reporters, that kind of question is so out of line.
He went on to apologize.
Yes, he did.
Hey, by the way, you got to give it to the media guy. He was a fireball. He was, well, what about your third down? You want to see those numbers again? Oh, man. He goes, I got to do better. He came back. He must have thought about it and go, somebody tell, write the athletic director, goes, hey, you kind of look like an ass clown when you did that to the guy. I know you won. He just wanted to ask you. And, hey, we got some things to work on, but we're going to take the win. Yeah, he
out of line ask about our offense.
He went all ass clown. There's no question. There's a little ass clown in that question. And by the way, the guy just kept coming back. Well, what about this? We won the game. It's about winning the game.
You told him it's SEC football. It just means more.
Oh, man.
You know?
That was good, Woody. That was good. Anyway, we need a little bit of that. That was good.
Speaking of Saturday night, Joe, right after that game, we had the Canelo and Crawford fight. Netflix is claiming they had over 41 million viewers for this thing.
I believe it. Is that worldwide, right? Worldwide.
Yeah, I think so.
Netflix everywhere.
Yeah. Look, a lot of people were not thrilled that the fight, myself included, started at 1 a.m.
Oh, no.
Not ideal.
Don't worry.
Dana White was
mine started at 7 a.m. in the morning when I turned it on.
Yeah, but, you know, a lot of people wanted to watch it live, I assume.
Yeah, yeah.
But 1 a.m. is not ideal for this.
All right. You have to pay for it, did you?
No. Just part of that $30 a month Netflix bill.
Okay.
That everybody has. I don't know if you saw this. People are not happy about a handful of Chiefs players wearing those free Rice t-shirts, you know, free Rashee Rice.
Yeah.
They were wearing those during warm-ups. Travis Kelce was one of those. And obviously, Travis Kelce is very famous now for stuff other than football. But
$5 million ring.
Yeah, people were not happy about this one, especially the lawyer that was representing the people in this one. And they have some quotes from him. He is not a happy camper here.
I was a little surprised.
And he's not in jail, right?
No,
he suspended him.
He's suspended. And honestly, video doesn't lie. It's a bad, bad, bad look.
He's very lucky he didn't kill anyone.
That's because very if that lucky. Happened, he could go and find out and make a call to Las Vegas and see how that was going for him.
Lawyer said there is evidence Rashee was going 119 miles an hour in a $1,750 per day Lambo rental that had weed and a pistol in it.
Yeah.
So he also said he's not paid a single cent of the $1.1 million judgment. He already owes our client, who is living anything but pain-free.
Yeah. don't know what to say, Wood.
Went on to say maybe we could borrow the money from Travis Kelce.
Yeah, hey, can I borrow it till I get? I swear I'm going to be really good and get a new contract here when I come back.
What's that group going to be worth when they get married? That couple. Jeez.
I don't know, but he won't have to do a whole lot. Although he's got his deal going too. That podcast with his brother, I think they'll be just fine. Yeah. He'll be doing shows and.
All right, Joe, we had a rookie set for soccer cards here. The $1.5 million sale of Messi's 2004-2005. This is considered a rookie card here for Messi. It's a PSA 10. There are 20 of these cards that exist.
Wow.
I'm shocked at the price of this card here, but 1.5 sets a record here for soccer cards everywhere.
Man. I saw the value, by the way, of the franchise. You see the latest on that franchise? Inter Miami.
No. What was that?
It was a little over $1 billion. Mm. I think it was like 17th in the world as far as soccer teams.
Wow. Well, that stadium, by the way, Joe passed it the other day.
When they get that thing. That
thing's moving.
And
it looks like it's almost done.
You're going to have a lot of suites on it. They're going to have Messi under contract. I'm guessing he's not done. That thing is, I'm curious to see. They got to win, by the way. You got to keep winning.
Yeah, obviously.
Are they the best team? I don't know. I don't know enough about soccer. Are they the best team or are they just too old that they can't win the MLS?
I have another story to get to.
I'm sorry.
If you don't mind. Maybe we'll break that down later.
Kiss my ass.
I don't know the answer to your question. I don't know.
You're the most sarcastic.
I don't know if they're the best MLS team or not. You?
Well, you don't. I know you. No, go ahead.
I don't know. They're playing Seattle tonight. It's in the update.
Okay. There you go.
We had a sealed copy, Joe. This is in like the I wish I would have kept it category here. Sealed copy of the original Donkey Kong game. You ever play that?
I did.
$370,880 at Golden Auctions on Saturday night.
Wow.
$371,000 for
that's crazy.
Sealed video game in a case.
Man.
That's sick, right? From 1986, by the way.
For any old timers who used to keep things and take care of them and didn't have a vision of the future, man, good for you. All right, we've got to go to break here. Thank you, Woody, and thanks for being a smartass. I always appreciate that one as well.
I just want to let you know
Kyle Krabs, host of Locked On Dolphins, NFL analyst on A to Z Sports, going to be joining us coming up.
How's he holding up, by the way?
He's okay. He takes it.
Yeah. That's how you know it's getting really bad when Kyle's like
when broken. Kyle's Kyle affected,
broken.
When he's a little affected, yeah, then it's you hit it.
Because he's the nicest guy you'll ever meet.
He's affected by things people say stuff and get on him. You know, somebody doesn't say what you want them to say. They get on you and it becomes like you mate, you know, and it just keeps going. Around the clock air conditioning and plumbing, man. I want to tell you about it for just a second here. Family owned and operated for 37 years, man. How about that? Big Daddy Lenny started this thing 37 years ago, man. It was built on great service and that has not changed through the years. 135 trucks on the road every day. Trained and certified technicians take care of all your air conditioning problems. Licensed, experienced plumbers, again, 7 days a week to take care of all of your daily plumbing problems inside and outside. The Water Heater Kings of South Florida, Air Conditioning Kings of South Florida. We have a warehouse full of water heaters and air conditioning units, all different sizes. Here's the thought. The next time your air conditioning unit is completely dead and not working and your water heater is blown out, there's water everywhere, and you know it's not coming back. Hey, our goal is same-day installation. That's always a goal at Air Around the Clock Air Conditioning and Plumbing. Financing plans as well, and family-owned and operated. Yeah, we lost Big Daddy Lenny, but we didn't lose his son Eric and Mike and Chippy and all the rest of them over there, ready to make sure you get great service and they take care of all of your problems. It's been hot out there. A lot of rain beating up that air conditioning unit. Don't worry about it. Air Around the Clock Air Conditioning and Plumbing are ready to help you. 1-888-349-6922 for Air Around the Clock Air Conditioning and Plumbing.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash.
Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.